Here's a surprise. It's a green room, and it's not even before the programme. It's Monday afternoon here in the UK, coming up to 5:30. Dave Raven. And just really, the reason for this is simply because of the faulty XML. There's an old schoolboy joke here in the UK, it could well be a worldwide one, where a guy goes to the doctor and the doctor diagnoses that he's got worms. And he said, oh, well, what do I do for worms? He said, oh, it's pretty simple. We've got all the modern technology now. We put you on a diet, and all you've got to eat for a month, every day religiously, every meal, three times a day, is one boiled egg and one tomato. And then in a month's time, come back to me, but don't have your breakfast before you come. So a month duly elapses. And the guy turns back up at the doctor and he says, oh, I'm glad this is almost over. I'm sick of boiled eggs and tomatoes, I tell you. And the doctor says, right, OK, take all your clothes off. And so the guy stands there, bollocky naked in front of him. And he says, right, OK, just take this boiled egg, will you? And the guy says, well, where's my tomato? He said, don't you worry, just have the boiled egg. And now spread your legs. And at that stage, the worm comes out and says, where's the tomato? And he grabs him. And I feel a little bit like that by making the faulty XML. I didn't do it deliberately, obviously, but it didn't bring it flushed everybody out. So a quick thank you to everybody who made contact. And please, Fred Kondo, you tell me what I'd done wrong. And John Rummel also, I think, John, yes, you didn't tell me what I'd done wrong, but were complaining that you just couldn't get the programme. Mike Antonucci also similarly. And who else working through here? Cliff and Jeff Tilecki, I hope I pronounced your name right, Jeff. I probably haven't. And I think it goes on. There's even more to come through that. Yes, Jack Bunce. And also, I should have sorted this out a little bit. That's, I think, they're the main ones who came through. Nearly all new names to me as listeners to the programme basically say that the XML was faulty. Thank you so much for your kind emails, which you obviously came along the way, and hopefully it's working for you now. Thanks for Tony Stidler-Denison. Sent me a great piece about talking about harmonica and leading me in the direction of Darius Milhaud, who I don't know at all, I must admit. So I'm going to dig into that further. And yes, I had forgotten Toots Thielemans, Bigotsis, but as a harmonica player too. If you want to make contact with me, missing out the BFBS website thingy, which I give out obviously on the main programme, it's dave@raven.dj, and that'll get through to me. And I hope you've enjoyed the programmes up to date. I was away, basically, that I quickly did the XML in a sort of a quick and dirty fashion and got things wrong. I knew I shouldn't have put an ampersand in there and also a forward slash. Hopefully it's fixed, and hopefully you've managed to download both of those programs. Thanks for subscribing, and thanks for being there. Simon Gettier has now got a proper system in his car. Simon works for BFBS and listens to the Raven and Blues, and had one of those mini transmitters feeding into his car radio, but now has got a direct lead which plugs into his iPod, and so therefore gets it in good quality. Thank you, Simon, for your kind comments. That's it. Anyway, I'll talk to you in 6 days' time, when the Blues... 5 days' time, when the Blues show goes out, and this should bring you up to date with all the news and why it all went horribly wrong here at the Raven and the Blues.